Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker made a stop in Murfreesboro on Wednesday to give an update on the coronavirus in Illinois.
This is one of the biggest challenges we've faced, frankly. I would describe this as the biggest challenge we've faced so far. I believe the federal government, which has been trying very hard for a long time to expand testing, is almost there. They keep telling me that. I believe that now, that maybe in the next 3 days that we're going to start to see thousands and thousands and thousands more tests for the state of Illinois. I just heard that one of our labs received the ability to do thousands more tests because of work that was done by our staff. Be able to do more tests, it's still not enough.
The governor pointed out what the state is doing to protect those most at risk.
So in many of the operations that you're talking about, developmentally disabled, people who live in congregate situations and so on, we're trying to set a tone for all the facilities that they need to be careful about who they're letting in the door, making sure that they're looking at people and asking them if they've been traveling or if they have any symptoms and so on. We don't want this to happen at any of our facilities across the state, private or public. And of course, we're on a special alert around our senior citizens who are very, very vulnerable. And so we're doing the best we can, but it is up to everybody across the state, those who own and operate facilities privately, as well as the people who live in congregate situations, to take good care of themselves, to follow the recommendations that we've made, to go to our website at coronavirus.illinois.gov to learn about how they should be operating and that they should be isolating themselves, especially if they're vulnerable.
Pritzker also said that work is being done to make unemployment benefits available sooner.
We've actually worked very hard to narrow the time that it takes. First of all, people can go to the IDES website. That's our Illinois Department of Employment Security, IDES.illinois.gov, to apply for unemployment online. We also have our offices, which we've taken what we would call non-essential staff, and we've asked them to come to the front lines and help out, so that people who come in person and need to have an application filled out, need help, that we've got the right staffing, because we realize there are going to be more people than usual asking for unemployment. We've also narrowed the amount of time that it takes, tried to get rid of the bureaucracy here so that we can deliver unemployment. We've also, just to point out, this is, as you can imagine, this is something we need help from the federal government for, too. And so we've asked that in the package that they're passing, that there is an additional amount of unemployment available. That's what we think is the right way to handle this current situation. The dollars that will go to the American public should go to people who are being laid off, for example, and not to people who continue to have a job. And so we've asked that that unemployment be sent, unemployment dollars be sent to the state to cover that.
And the state has launched a new website for questions about the coronavirus. That website is coronavirus.illinois.gov. I'm Kevin Boucher.